Talk Back Jackson Sports on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM, brought to you by Knudsen's, your outdoor convenience store, brought to you by Kettlebell Hotspot, where your functional fitness begins, and brought to you by my buds, Bud Light, and Mick Ultra. We're live from the Lead Bunker Studio, and we welcome to the show one-third of Mark and Drew versus the Magic 8-Ball. Drew is joining us here today. Hey, Drew!
Hey, Mark, what's happening, brother?
Oh, man, not much. It's been a long Friday, but it's Friday, which means it's a good day.
It's a great day. Yeah. It is a beautiful day in the lower part of Michigan.
Absolutely. Well, I tell you what, let's get right at it. Let's not waste any time with this today, because we've got playoffs to talk about. So let's
You're
get
talking playoffs?
Playoffs?
All right.
Playoffs? Yeah, we're talking playoffs. yesterday, or last week, leading up to the playoffs, we gained some ground, some much-needed ground on the 8-ball. So we had the Chiefs at the Broncos. That was one of the Saturday games. Chiefs had that by 11.5 points. The final score was 28-24, so they won but didn't cover. I picked the Broncos. You picked the Broncos. 8-ball picked the Chiefs. We gained one there.
Started off.
That set the tone right there. Cowboys at the Eagles. Cowboys picked to win this one by 5, and they more than that. They clobbered them 51-26. I picked the Eagles. You had the Cowboys. 8-ball had the Cowboys.
You said something about them coming around and the way they've been playing lately, right? I mean, I get it. It really wasn't a bad pick at the time.
Yeah, well, they've been on fire, seems, the second half of the season. So I thought it was a good pick, but, you know, and they were home, but oh well. That's how it goes.
Any pick can be a good pick on the right week.
That's why they play the games, Drew.
That's exactly why.
Yeah. So Washington football team. At the New York football Giants, the Washington football team was picked to win this one by 7. Final score, 22-7. I had Washington. You had Washington. 8-ball had the Giants.
So good job, 8-ball.
Yes. Thank you, 8-ball. We appreciate that. Bengals at the Browns. Browns picked to win this one by 6. It was 16-21. They didn't cover. Bengals, I had. You had Bengals. 8-ball had the Browns. Thank you, 8-ball.
Yes, sir. Again.
Steelers at the Ravens. This was a game. This was a fun game to watch. Ravens picked to win this one by 6. Steelers won that game. Ravens. We picked Ravens all around, so we didn't gain any ground there. Packers at Lions. Packers picked to win this one by 3.5. Lions won the game.
Darn right they did.
37-30.
Playoffs next year.
I'm going to hold you to that. I'll hold you to that. I had the Lions. You had the Lions. 8-ball had the Packers. We got that pick. Colts at Jags, 15.5. Colts favored by. They lost to the Jaguars thanks to this. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And all they had to do was win the game to get in the playoffs. Win the game. I mean, it's just. I couldn't believe it. And they got stomped.
They did. 26-11 by the 2-14 Jags, who wanted to preserve that number one pick. Steelers fans were flipping back and forth as much as they could between the Steelers and that game. And it worked out well for them. So I picked the Colts. You picked the Jags. 8-ball picked the Colts. You gained a pick there. Good job.
Hey. Like I said last week, where I was at in the season, I needed to gain some ground. I was just throwing it all out there and praying for something to happen. Darn it, little Hail Mary once in a while.
The poop you stuck to the wall. The poop you threw stuck to the wall. Yeah. Bears at Vikings. Vikings picked to win this one by 3.5, and they did, and then some. 17-31 on that. I picked the Vikings. You picked the Vikings. 8-ball picked the Bears. Titans at Texans. Titans picked to win this one by 10. 28-25. So they didn't cover, but doesn't matter because we all picked the Titans on that one. Saints at Falcons. 4.5. The Saints were picked to win this one by. They won by 10. I picked the Falcons. You picked the Falcons. 8-ball picked the Saints. So that was a bright spot for the 8-ball. 8-ball also won the next pick as they picked the Seahawks. And let's see, the Seahawks at Cardinals. Cardinals picked to win this one by 6.5. They didn't win. It was 38-30. Another one, Bills. Jets at Bills. Bills picked to win this one by 16. They barely just covered. It was 10-27 for that one. We all picked the Bills. Panthers at Bucks. The Bucks picked to win this one by 8. And they covered, 17-41. I had the Bucks. You had the Panthers. And the 8-ball had the Bucks.
That was one I was praying for. That was one of my hopeful games. It didn't work out on that one.
It didn't work out, but, I mean, it's okay. You had plenty others that it worked out on. Like this next one for you. Patriots, 10-6, picked to win by 6.5 over the Dolphins, who are 8-8. Final score, 24-33. I picked the Pats. 8-ball picked the Pats. Drew picked the Dolphins.
All right, Fins.
Worked out well for you.
Yes, it did.
49ers at Rams. We all picked the Rams. Rams didn't win that one, so it didn't matter. Chargers at Raiders.
Good game, though.
It was a
did
good game.
You watch that game?
I did. Oh, it was a good
what
game.
What a great finish. I mean, yeah. Sorry, Stafford fans out there, but that's a Stafford we all know and love. I got to be honest. There again, it helps our pick. I'm not a Stafford hater. Anybody's listening. The Lions get a better pick, the worse the Rams do. So
they're still in the playoffs. We'll see. We'll see if Stafford can win a playoff game.
We'll talk about that.
Chargers 9-7 at the Raiders 9-7. Steelers needed this one to not end in a tie. It almost ended in a tie. Chargers were picked by 3 to win this one. Raiders edged it out 35-23. I picked the Raiders. You picked the Raiders. 8-ball picked the Chargers.
Did you happen to hear that Tomlin fell asleep? He didn't make it through that whole game.
What were the chances of it ending in a tie? There's only,
I know. I get, and I thought the same thing, but at the same time, I'm still going, man, I mean, if my whole, you know, the season rests on, you know, what happens in this game. I mean, right, they were, at the time, I think, somebody was up by 15.
Yeah.
But still, at the same time, I'm sorry, I think you could at least limp through it and stay awake to get make sure your team made in the playoffs.
Well, he said he was assuming he had a work day on Monday.
Right. So, exactly. That's what I heard.
Which I respect. You know me with my AARP approved bedtime. I totally respect that. National championship game. I ended up watching the Pistons. I caught the highlights the next day because I just really didn't care about this game. But
me either.
I picked Georgia. Georgia won. 8-ball picked Bama. So we got the pick. Happy about that.
You know, you got to be happy about that. I guess as happy as you can be over that win.
So last week, the 8-ball had 5 right. I had 9, and Drew had 11.
Yes, sir.
That caught us up. So now the final tally, I'm at 19, you're at 22, the 8-ball is at 23. All within striking distance now. So here we go. Are you ready to do the picks this week?
I'm ready.
There we go. We've got the Raiders, 10-7, at the Bengals, 10-7. First game on the Saturday, Bengals picked to go, picked to win this one by 5.5. We always start with the Magic 8-ball. Magic 8-ball, will the Bengals win with the spread? And the Magic 8-ball is sitting there and saying that it's on a line, doesn't want to reply hazy, ask again. I hate it when it does this. You know, we only have 6 games to pick and is stretching this thing out. Outlook good. So the Magic 8-ball is going with the Bengals. Would you like me to go first, or you want the honors today?
Oh, no, please.
All right. So that means I'm going first as I write Bengals down there. Boy, you know what? I like the Raiders in this. I don't know why. I have no reason for it. I think the Raiders, after going through a mess of a season, all the obstacles that they had to overcome throughout the season to get themselves to – practically backdoor into the playoffs. I'm going with the Raiders on this one. I'm on Raider Nation for a while, so I'm going with the Raiders.
I like it.
Yeah.
You know, I back when I was younger, man, I was a big Raiders fan, and not that I'm not still, and obviously, like you said, the big mess with Gruden to start the season off, what that team has done to turn it around has been pretty remarkable. But with that being said, I just think you put the two quarterbacks up against each other. Joe Burrow has been great, especially the last 5 games, over 300 yards. Derek Carr also been good, though, 270 in his last 6. But both the Raiders, Bengals, their defenses do struggle against the pass, so I think it's going to be a close one. So I got to take the home team. So give me Cincinnati.
Going with the Bengals. All right.
Give me the Bengals.
Patriots at the Bills. Patriots are 10-7. Bills are 11-6. And the line right now is the Bills by 4. Magic 8 ball. Will the Bills win with the spread? Don't count on it. Magic 8 ball going with the Patriots on this one. What say you?
What's the rubber game, isn't it? Didn't they, each team got one game this year against each other, I believe.
Yeah, they did split, yeah.
I think it's a rubber match. So, we got the hoodie against the number one defense in the NFL, so that'll be great. I mean, Mac Jones been really, really good this year. Uh-huh. But, I think that Bills defense will be a little bit too stout for the young quarterback. So, I got to take the home team again. Give me the Bills.
Going with the Bills.
I am. That defense is tough.
Boy, I just don't think you can count out Belichick.
I agree.
I think, he didn't make the playoffs last year. I think Bill Belichick, probably for the first time in his career, has got a little bit of a chip on his shoulder. He's just a mastermind when it comes to figuring out the chess game of football. So I think he's going to figure out a way to get a win out of this one. I'm going with the Patriots.
All right.
There we go. Probably not the best strategy to go with the away teams in the playoffs, but that's what I've done so far.
And I haven't intended on going with the home teams. It just kind of worked out that way.
And let's see. We've got those are the two Saturday games. On to the Sunday games. Eagles, 9-6 at the Buccaneers, 13-4. Bucs picked to win this one by 8.5. Magic 8-ball. Well, the Bucs went with the spread. You may rely on it. Magic 8-ball going with the Buccaneers. Yeah, to me, I kind of think this is a no-brainer, even though the Eagles have been kind of on fire. At one point, they were like considered one of the worst teams in the league. They were able to fight back, got themselves into a playoff situation, but it's going to end at the doorstep of Tom Brady and the Buccaneers. Going with the Bucs on this one.
Yeah, I got to agree 100%. I mean, like you said, the Eagles did fight and claw to make it, but I tell you what, they had one of the easiest schedules to make it there, and their stretch at the end there was, I mean, they played most teams that were well below 500. So, I mean, that also helped the Eagles get there in the first place. And, yeah, three words, Tom freaking Brady. I mean, he's the man. You want anybody else behind center when it's playoff time? I know I wouldn't. So,
right. Yeah,
I don't see the Buccaneers not at least covering that at home. So, in Tampa, give me the Bucs.
Next game on Sunday is 49ers at 10-7 right now at the Cowboys, who are 12-5. Cowboys only have a 3-point spread on this one. Magic 8-ball. Will the Cowboys win with the spread? It is decidedly so. So the Magic 8-ball going with the Cowboys. Who are you going with, Drew?
You know, I'm going against the 8-ball in this, and that's not just because I'm trying to pick up a game on it, but man, I tell you what, after what Jimmy G and the Niners did last week, that comeback out there in L.A., it was cool. It was impressive, and I thought they really looked good. That defense has been good, and they're stout anyways. I mean, there's no doubt. Dak, so-so this year. Elliott, I mean, he's going to have a hard time running against that Armstead, especially Bosa there in the middle. So, yeah, I'm going with San Francisco on the road.
See, I guess I've got, even though I look at the Cowboys as the Ohio State of football and I want them to lose, I guess I'd be pleased if they ended up losing to this one, even though I'm going to pick them, because I do feel like they've got the weapons. I do feel like the home field is going to give them the advantage. It's a pretty thin spread, so I'm going to go with the Cowboys on this.
There you go. Makes sense to me.
Next up, the late game on Sunday. Talk about a team that backdoored their way into the playoffs. The Steelers,
backdoor,
for sure.
All right.
They should not be in the playoffs. They shouldn't.
No, that's Big Ben.
Hey, I know, right?
He doesn't think, he just says they should go have a good time, right? He doesn't think they have a chance.
I think part of that was in jest. I heard that too.
I guarantee it.
It was still fun. I kind of love the way he's looking at the game too. But yeah, Steelers 9-7-1 at the Chiefs 12-5. Chiefs, this is a big spread. 12.5 in a playoff game. Magic, and I think my pick is going to depend on what the 8-ball says here. So Magic 8-ball, will the Chiefs win with the spread? Don't count on it. Magic 8-ball going with the Steelers on this one. All right. What do you say? Is it my pick or yours? It's my pick.
You know what? That's what I was just trying to. I think it's you, right? We're back to you again.
It is me. It is me. So, boy, this is a big spread. This is a big spread. And I just think of the last time the Steelers won the Super Bowl, they were on the road from wild card all the way through, and they ended
all
up
all the way to Detroit.
All the way to Detroit, and they won the Super Bowl. I don't really think there's a whole lot of similarities between this team and that one. Boy, that's a big spread, though. That's a big spread. You know what? I'm going to pick the Chiefs on this one. Just because the 8-ball picked the Steelers, this one could really go either way. Chiefs, I that's the reason why I'm going for it. Because the 8-ball picked the Steelers, I'm going the other way on it.
Yeah, I tell you what, I had a hard time with this one, too. The points, and I just, you know, the hard part, too, the Chiefs destroyed the Steelers a few weeks ago. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was 36-10, so I mean, it wasn't even close. And we all know Mahomes likes the playoffs, man, big stage. I mean, he seems to rise up to it. So, but I think Big Ben, I think this is probably his last game as a Steeler. So I still, what I'm saying is, when I say that, I don't think they're going to cover, or I don't think they're going to win, but I think they're going to cover. So I'm going to take the Steelers.
Going with the Steelers. All right.
Yeah, I got to take those points. It's just too tempting.
That's a big spread for the playoffs. Ah. It really is.
It is.
All right. Last game, Monday night wild card. I might be a little groggy Tuesday morning when I come to work. Cardinals 11-6 at the Rams 12-5. Rams have a 4-point spread on this one. Magic 8-ball. Will the Rams win with the spread? Outlook good. It's going with the Rams on this one. All right,
man,
this is your pick.
Tough one, man. I was struggling with this one. I mean, I was looking at when you first gave it to me a couple days ago, and I'm still sitting there. And even this morning, I'm looking. It's just a tough one. I mean, you know, Stafford, he likes that new sunshine out there in L.A., that's for sure. But, you know, last week on national TV, everybody got to see that guy we know and love and finish that up with an interception right at the end of the game. But is Kyler Murray going to show up? I mean, where's he been? Yeah. What's he going to do? I mean, can he push that team over the limit where they need to, over the edge? I mean, they were so good early, and then, I mean, nobody could beat them. And now it's kind of like, yeah, they might win, they might not. I don't know. 4 points at Stafford. I can't see. I mean, until he proves it to me, he can win a playoff game. I got to go with Kyler Murray and the Cardinals.
Going with the Cardinals.
Yep.
You know, I kind of think that Matthew Stafford is going to get his first playoff win this week.
He very well might.
He's got the team. He's got the weapons. He's got a coach. So I just think it's going to happen. I think I'm not sold on if the Rams are going to be able to make it to the Super Bowl, but I think they're going to make it out of wild card weekend. So I'm going to go with the Rams on this one.
Well, like I said, there's really, to me, it was a tough one.
All right. So there it is. I'm sorry. What?
I was just saying, it's just one of those games where it really could go either way. Depends. I mean, Stafford can come out, be lights out, have the best game of his career, and, you know, that could be the end of it, or it could go the other way.
Right. Well, we've got our picks in. And they're only going to get shorter from here. Our segments are only going to get shorter from here because we're winding down.
The poor listeners on Fridays aren't going to be able to enjoy this as long.
Well, you know, I think once we get to the Super Bowl, we'll just have to make a 2-hour special just so we
like
can. is that what they do?
You're talking, Mark. You got a lot of good ideas. That's a good idea.
We'll take a break halfway through, maybe bring in a local country artist or something, and we'll have them sing us off to the second half. We'll have a whole lot of Budweiser and Pepsi in here, you know?
Yes.
You think?
I like the way you threw the Pepsi in there just for the ride home.
Maybe I'll do like we'll bring back the Bud Bowl for our.
Ooh. Now you're talking.
It won't be claymation. We'll actually have our model-esque hands in there fighting the Magic 8-Ball, you think?
I love it.
All right, Drew.
I'm all about it.
As always, we appreciate what you bring to the show. Good luck this weekend, and we'll find out where we land next week, all right?
All right, buddy. Take care, man. Have a good day.
Mark and Drew versus the Magic 8-Ball on Talkback Jackson Sports, Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.